Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Witch and the Dead by Heather Blake, narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1. It was one of those crisp New England autumn days that begged for hot chocolate piled high with whipped cream, a good book, and a cozy spot in front of the fireplace. Beg as the day might, however, this witch didn't have time to indulge at the moment. I glanced at all the plastic bins and cardboard boxes that needed to be relocated from this space to my new home and pushed up my sleeves. My dream of curling up in front of a fire tonight was never going to happen if I kept dragging my feet. As much as I tried, however, I couldn't seem to get going. I flitted from one side of my Aunt V's garage to the other, accomplishing little as early October sunlight filtered through grimy windows, spotlighting every dust particle in sight, as well as my hesitance. I wasn't known for procrastinating, but today, as I transferred all the belongings I'd been storing in this space to my new house 2 doors down the street, I was taking my sweet time. My puttering had nothing to do with actually moving the 20 or so boxes and assorted bits of my previous life, and everything to do with leaving behind Aunt V and the house I'd lived in since arriving in this village a little more than a year ago. Today was moving day. Tonight, I'd sleep in my new bed under a new roof. I'd eventually have to deal with the emotions lurking under the surface. But for right now, I fortunately had help with the move. My younger sister, Harper, and my Aunt V had both volunteered to assist with the process.
"It should all go," Velma V. Devaney said, tossing her hands in the air. "All of it."
She wasn't referencing my belongings, though I suspected the ghostly outlines left behind by